Now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Anthony Jukes.
In our Gospel, a woman is caught in the very act of committing adultery. She is dragged before Jesus by the scribes and Pharisees and is humiliated, made to stand in full view of everybody. We don't know her name. We don't know anything else about her. But we do know she is in serious trouble. Her life is in danger because according to the law, anyone caught committing adultery was to be stoned to death. In fact, according to the law, the person she was caught committing adultery with was also meant to be stoned to death. But there is no mention of the man. Perhaps he escaped, or perhaps a trap had been deliberately set to catch the woman so that she might be used as bait to test Jesus' own commitment to the law. Either way, the woman is in a desperate situation. To make matters worse, according to the law, only two witnesses were needed to convict a person and have them sentenced to death. The woman never had two witnesses. She had an entire bunch of self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, the law interpreters and the religious leaders of the day, pointing an accusing finger at her. Jesus is also in a serious situation. He knows the law given by God through Moses. He taught the Ten Commandments to others. In his Sermon on the Mount, not only did Jesus defend the law, but he raised it to a new and higher level. So, if Jesus defends the woman, he could be accused of denying the law and contradicting himself, losing all credibility. If Jesus agrees with the law and with the punishment prescribed in the law, Jesus is partly responsible for the death of the woman. But when questioned by the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus responds by saying nothing. He says absolutely nothing. In fact, Jesus doesn't even bother to look up. Instead, he bends down and writes with his finger on the ground. We have no idea what Jesus was writing. One suggestion is that Jesus was writing a list of sins, a reminder to the crowd that no one is free from guilt, and therefore no one in the crowd had the right to condemn the woman. Personally, I don't think Jesus was writing anything. I think he was making a really powerful gesture, scribbling on the ground to make a point. By pointing his finger into the ground, Jesus refuses to point the finger of blame at the woman. He doesn't deny the law. He just refuses to point the finger of blame. He refuses to have anything to do with the self-righteous crowd who are out to destroy not just the reputation of another person, but the very life of another person. Likewise, we must be careful not to gossip or point the finger of blame, lest we become part of the self-righteous crowd of scribes and Pharisees who take pleasure in ruining the lives and reputation of others. When Jesus does eventually respond, he looks up and says, "If there is one of you who has not sinned, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Jesus is without sin. He could have thrown the first stone. He could have pointed the finger of blame, but he doesn't. Instead, he bends down once more and continues to write with his finger on the ground. Jesus does not deny or change the law. He does not deny the reality of sin. He doesn't change the definition of what is right and wrong. After all, he tells the woman not to sin again. But at the same time, Jesus refuses to condemn. He refuses to point the finger of blame. He speaks the truth, but always with compassion.